Gulliver's Travels。 Chapter 1 A Voyage to Lilliput. I was born in Nottinghamshire and was the third of five sons. My father was not a rich man, but he was able to send me to Cambridge University. Where I studied for 3 years. When I left college, I continued my studies and became a doctor. But I always wanted to travel, and so I made several voyages as a ship's doctor. When I married my wife, Mary, however, I planned to stay at home for a while. But after a few years, I discovered I was not earning enough money from my patients. I decided to go to sea again, and this time I joined a ship sailing to the islands in the South Pacific Ocean. We started our journey from Bristol on May the 4th, 1699. At first, our voyage went well. We sailed across the Atlantic, round the coast of Africa, and into the Indian Ocean. Turn to page 5, 第五页。But before we could reach the Pacific, a violent storm hit us and drove us to the northwest of Tasmania. The wind drove our ship onto a rock, which broke the ship in half. Some of the sailors and I managed to get a boat into the water, and we rowed away to look for land. But when we were too tired to row anymore, a great wave hit our small boat, and we all fell into the sea. I do not know what happened to my companions, but I suppose they were all drowned. The wind and waves pushed me along as I struggled to keep my head above water. I became very tired and soon felt I could not swim anymore. Luckily, just then, my feet touched the ground. I walked out of the sea and onto a beach, where there was no sign of any people or houses. I was so exhausted that I lay down and went to sleep. When I woke up next morning and tried to get up, I could not move. I was lying on my back, and my whole body, my arms and legs, were strongly fastened to the ground. Even my hair, which was long and thick, was tied to the ground. The sun began to glow hot, and I was very uncomfortable. Soon, I felt something alive moving along my leg and up my body to my face, and when I looked down, I saw a very small human being, only 15 centimeters tall. He had a bow and arrow in his hands, and there were 40 more of these little men following him.
Okay, so much for the page 4 to 5. Thank you.
Thank you for your listening.
Bye. See you next time. Bye. So long.